Blog Talk Radio.
If you're not sure, I'll pass on it.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Robert Ponte. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
A great show today, folks, with our friend Robert Ponte. But before I bring Robert on, I just want to share some of my favorite quotes on leadership, since he is one of my favorite leaders. To add value to others, one must first value others. That by John Maxwell. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. That by Thomas Jefferson. Dave Weinbaum says, those who let things happen usually lose to those who make things happen. Winston Churchill says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Theodore Roosevelt said, in a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Leaders who give the best of themselves, get the best from others. And that is our guest today, Robert Ponte, always giving the best of himself. So before I give him a formal introduction, I just wanted to go to you, Robert, and see what you thought of those quotes. Did any of them stand out for you?
Yes, very much. What especially stood out for me, Joyce, is twice within your introduction, you mentioned the word coaching. And boy, that word coaching has impact. And most people, and you know, I've coached over 200,000 people, I mean, all over the world. Most people don't really want to be coached. They want to be heard. So today we're going to be coaching your people. Coaching is all the listeners have an open, ready listening. And if they do, then we can hear what it is they choose to manifest. And as coaches, you and I are both super coaches, and we know that, we will then work and finely tune every word, every motion, every gesture we make to support our clients in realizing deeply within themselves. First, we're with them, and second, we want them to have everything that's right and ready in the universe for them. So the word coach is important, and I'm glad you mentioned it twice in your introduction. And I'm ready. Let's go, Joyce.
You're always ready. Who is this gentleman that's always ready, that's a great leader? He is an intuit, a writer, an international consultant. He takes his audiences much further and deeper into developing their authentic souls. He is a powerful force that can help people manifest their dreams into reality. On a scale of 10, I give Robert an 11. He is a champion. He knows how to win with truth, integrity, and core values. He is an awesome advisor, trainer, and professional speaker. His passion and spirit leaves an indelible impression that is everlasting. He is always fun, optimistic, and high-spirited. Author of two fabulous books, Dressing to Win and Image Builds Business, How Powerful People Recognize Each Other. Robert has appeared on Oprah and Good Morning America, and today we are delighted to have the extraordinary Robert Ponte with us. Welcome to the show, the one, the only, the ever outrageous Robert Ponte.
What a beautiful introduction. I didn't even get one that good at the White House, but thank you, Joyce. All right, are you ready to get started, or do you want to ask me a question or make a statement?
Oh, the only statement I wanted to make is that when I share those words about him, fun, optimistic, high-spirited, is because I've taken several seminars with Robert. So I'm saying it from my personal experiences of him. I'll share some more of them later on in the show because he truly is one of the most fun, playful, powerful, and very, very wise person, highly spiritual, all the things that make for a super person. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, listeners. And really, it's always an honor speaking with the people in the audience. It's the people in the audience that have made my life wonderful. It's those people in the audience that have made their lives wonderful. I always start off usually or almost always, that the way you treat yourself is the way life will treat you. And I know of no better way to treat yourself than to get involved, be with people who are successful, who are beginning to become more successful, and mostly people who are about service and contribution. So if you have that element of yourself, service, contribution, all the fame, all the fortune, everything you've ever wanted will come when the time is right. So let's get started, and I want you in the audience, I'm going to ask you to pretend that today we are having an unusual coincidence. One, it's a super new moon. There's a total solar eclipse. Three, we're having a spring equinox. Now, I'm not certain if they all will ever went together or they ever will. But imagine you, an individual, that each one of these events is symbolic of a new beginning, and today it is happening. Now, I'm not saying those three are happening right now, but it's imagine a new moon, a solar eclipse, and the spring equinox. Basically, this is a time that's so fired up with energy, possibilities, and new beginnings. I spoke with Joyce, and I said, Joyce, you know what I'd like to speak about? Sources of power. The practice of power. And she said, well, that sounds great. She said, but people have heard that. And I said, yes, it's true. But we're going to do the basics newly, freshly. Because why most people don't have really what they most desire and don't give all they're capable of giving, they haven't really gotten in to the basics. They hear the wonderful things and they do some wonderful things and they receive some wonderful returns. But the basics are not strong. Every Olympic athlete constantly, even after they win medals and international acclaim, always get back to the basics. The basics are the foundation for each of us to succeed. You know, we don't have that many basics to be concerned about. We don't have that many basics to call upon. So really, the basics I'm going to be speaking about today have to do with your body, your mind, and your heart. That heartfelt essence of who you are. That heart, do you know, the heart is beating at birth, not the mind. There is no mind activity when a newborn is born, but there is a heart. And from my research on the heart is about 500 times more powerful, more intelligent than any brain in the world. The brain is fabulous. Now imagine the heart. We too often pretend we're touching with our heart, but our ego, you know, that mind-made false self, does not really unlock the heart to make it so powerful, so advantageous that us and our listeners are caught up in the magic of each other's heart. All right, so what I want to do is get started. And if I'm going too fast, signal Joyce. If I'm going too slowly, signal Joyce. And if you want to hear something over or something new or even make a comment, ask Joyce. Joyce loves that. So we want to refresh the learner today, who is really earnest. We want to give you, the learner, the listener, the client, a capacity and ability to redesign yourself. If you redesign yourself with high, clear intention, you can ignite. I know it. Hundreds of thousands of people I've worked with have told me they know it. And you say, well, Robert, I've done everything and I don't get that. Well, your body, mind, and heart are not operating at full capacity. Second, what you're asking for is really not what you want. Oh, yes, what you're asking for may not be, and mostly is not, what you really want and need. I recently spoke to several women and men I know who have been in awareness and coaching for many, many years. And one of the things they came up with, which was very surprising for them, we spoke in a group, and they said, you know, Robert, every time we ask for something or desire something or want something, most of the time, that's not what we receive. I said, what do you mean? They said, what always comes up in the results of our asking, requiring, praying, whatever we want, whatever we do, is something that we really want, not what we thought we wanted, not what we asked given to us. Very fascinating. I said, you know, it's the same with me. I can ask for so many wonderful things, but what I really get are wonderful things, and that's not always what I asked for. The mind may think I asked for it. Even my friends may think I asked for it. But what I got and what I get and what they received was very consistent with mine. you get really what it is you most need and desire, not what you're saying. Now think about that as a client, especially when we're done today. I'm asking for these things. I'm asking for more money, more sex, more romance, more power, more contribution, more service, more spiritual awakening. But really, that's you saying it. It may be that what you're really saying is unheard by you, but definitely picked up by a universal, loving, total conscious awareness. People say, oh, Robert, what is this consciousness? What is this thing, this God, this whatever it is? And you know what? We all came to realize that there's no connection with this divine spirit unless you feel its presence, his presence, her presence, its presence. A presence outside and inside. It's that slight. So the mind has to be quiet. So what I want to do is really look at the sources of power. Why would you want to use power? Why would you want to know the sources of power? Well, there's only a few things why we want to do it. Fun, and right now, we want to create. So what we do with our powers is create, number one. Number two, once we create things, we want to maintain them for some period of time. It's maintenance. We use our powers to create, to maintain, and thirdly, to dissolve. Dissolve means we let them go. We tear them apart. We no longer need them. We created a job. We maintain the job. We dissolve it. We create a relationship. We maintain it. We dissolve it. We create large amounts of wealth. We maintain them. And then we dissolve them oftentimes. The whole process of create, maintain, and dissolve. Who else or what else in this grand universe in which we live does these three things? Create, maintain, dissolve. And if you look honestly in your life and in your heart and in the world around you, the people I ask, especially in large audiences, they say, who creates, what dissolves? And they all go, And eventually they come up with these words, Source, God, Lord, and a thousand other similar words. We create. God creates. We maintain. The Lord maintains. We dissolve. The universal creator of things dissolves. That's you. That's you. That is you. See, this creative source dwells within us. As us and for us. None of your powers will be productive or will magnetize anything unless you know you are the source. The source resides within you, and it resides so close to you, as we know, closer than your breath, closer than your heart. You create. So you first have to erase the fact that you are not the creator. Now, we can say it. You know how you tell somebody, you get married to them, I'm going to live with you for life. Well, how many really do? You know, they say, oh, I'll be living with you for life. You're my one and only. Well, it's very rare. You know, here in California, there's about 77% divorces. And the other percent that stick together are not the happiest people on the planet Earth, most of them. I don't know, a few maybe. But what I'm saying is the creator is you. Yep, now get that. You can't say, oh, you can't say that. I didn't learn that in church. I didn't learn that in temple. I didn't learn it. Well, they don't always like to teach you that. You are the creator. So what we're going to look at today is the sources of creation and the practice of power. Because with power It doesn't do anything unless you use it and practice it. But I'm going to ask you something. Two powers you've probably never heard of, and I'm going to ask you them. And you're going to answer honestly to yourself. And it may not come quickly. Are you, men, women, and children out there, willing to move forward on your highest desires without agreement? Without agreement. You say, what? Because you're thinking, well, I need agreement to get that job. I need agreement to bet somebody asked me to dance at a nightclub. I have to have... No. Until your mind can be rewired to really get that you don't need agreement to be successful. You say, well, how do I get it to be successful if I'm not agreed upon? Just know that you don't need agreement. And it's very hard for most people to work and move forward in life without agreement. So the first thing is, can you, are you willing, really willing? And you know 80, 90% of the people aren't. That's why so few people on the planet have so much and so many people have so little. They don't know, they don't feel comfortable, they don't know too much about moving forward without agreement. So my first big question, how you want a power? Your greatest power is to move forward without agreement. Now, your second greatest power. You better sit down, some of you. You're going to need to hear this. Can you and are you willing to move forward without emotional support? Whoa. Almost every seminar, everyone you speak to says, oh, you need emotional support and you should find people for emotional support. Well, I want to tell you, the more you need outside emotional support, the less in touch you are with your source, the power that creates. Oh, you're going crazy. What do you mean? I meet with my girlfriends, I meet with my male friends, and I do this, and I'm always getting support. Basically, what you're getting is a Band-Aid. Support may seem like the only thing for you, and agreement may seem like the ultimate thing. But they're the two that someone of your power need to provide for yourself. You are the source, and you are the agreement. You don't need, and if you're so conditioned that you need emotional support, and this is massive throughout the universe, it's kind of a gentle disease that gradually wears away at people's high, high capacities. I know there may be those of you out there that just cannot get it. If you could work and move forward without emotional support, and you know it's very, very possible. When I think of all the great people, how many people living now move forward without agreement and without emotional support? It almost seems impossible for most of the population to move forward without agreement and without emotional support. Well, I've covered that. Now, if you're not all stirred up and you're willing to hear the rest, you stay tuned. Because until you can move forward without agreement and without emotional support, I'm not saying you don't have emotions. That's your emotions. But the support of other people to constantly calm your emotions, direct your emotions, focus your emotions, it's not necessary. Many of the greats have gone into the desert alone, and they support it and work without being supported by emotional other people. So thank you. So we create, we maintain, and we dissolve. And this is how we show up in the world. So you show up based upon how you use your body, your mind, and your heart. And in there we'll put the emotions you emit from yourself, which are like high diesel, gasoline, and more. So I want to talk to you about the body. That's really the first thing and the easiest thing to understand. You have a body. Where do you hear this one? To make someone wrong. Yeah. My body is to run and dance and have fun and have sex and do that. Yeah? You ever try making somebody wrong in life without your body? Why I start off with that is your body can only do what you recognize about it. With, you know, when they say, oh, when I pass on and go to another world, heaven or paradise or wherever, I'm going to have such a great life. Well, you know why you're not going with your body? I'm going to be loving, caring, and nurturing. Well, because you're not going with your body. So I'm telling you, this body you have must be highly observant. You must be observant about its capacities. See, most professional people do make a sincere, concentrated effort to spark and ignite the power of their body. But you've got to remember, this body really only makes a great difference when it's extremely attractive or extremely ugly, extremely repulsive or extremely magnetic. How many choices do you have? You can't be in between. If you're in between, you don't get too much. If you're magnetic, then you're using the processes of the sources of your power. If you're not magnetic, or you're magnetic in a negative way, you can't do that. Now people say, oh, wow, what do you mean the way I look? Yeah, the way you look does make a difference. You can never appeal. You can never appear in a neutral way. You may not know that. You may not agree upon it. But I've worked with hundreds of thousands of people and millions on television shows throughout the world. Until your body is magnetic, how can it create? How can it add power to you? The way you present it, clothe it, the way you feed it, the way you exercise it. Bodies that move increase in value. When you use your body, your mind, and your spirit, there needs to be a certain finesse, a certain coming together of the powers of body, mind, and spirit. See, this is the heart of the matter we're talking about today. Your three great friends, but they must be tuned. They must be honed. And if you're going to be coach, get out of the way. If I haven't seen your picture on the front of a magazine, Vogue, or any of the great magazines, your body may be in the way. If I haven't heard people talking about the radiance of your body, the magnificence and magnetism of your body, you may not be generating a source of power. People say, well, that's not important. It's my heart. It's my soul. Oh, yes. But the body is what gives you the knowledge, wisdom, and experience of your soul. Now, I've worked with bodies for many years, and I always began my work with the thing I thought was the easiest to learn, and it was the body. Things that are physical are the easiest to begin with, for me. Some people think things of the mind are easiest to begin with. But the mind, you've got to be very careful with. Because, as I said, it houses the ego. And by the way, your mind is not your brain. Your brain is your brain. It's physical. It's great, great machinery. But the mind is a psychic instrument. It feeds the brain. It brings great wisdom, boundless, boundless information into the brain. But when the brain goes through with it all, we don't know what's coming up to your consciousness. A little confusing there? Well, if it is, that's okay. Your body is the tool. Your mind is that fuel which keeps the tool operating. And the spirit brings, I want to call, the nectar of existence. You ever meet people who speak and they use the words, the nectar words, that when they speak, the nectar of their words moves people, and it moves people in such a way that they want to support you in winning. Looking at the body, it's the home for your potency. It's the home for your spirit. Your body houses the senses that stimulate and encourage participation. Participation is a function of success. Without participation, you can't get too much in life. Participation is truly a function of health. Your body's wrinkles and age lines are really roadmaps of how you have lived your life. Your face holds a rich history of experiences. I'm going to go through the rest of the body stuff I prepared for you, and then Joyce can ask me some wonderful questions or make some statements.
I have to ask you a question right now, Robert, so excuse me for the interruption before we get back into the rest of the part that has to do with the body. I want to get to a part that has to do with the mind, body, and soul, and how this can help you by listening to us every day, and why you should, in the wise words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we need to partner with you to have that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left side, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will become a follower of our show, which means you will get an email on every guest and every topic. You need not miss any shows. So those of you that can't join us live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can go to our archives 24/7 and hear every show. And when you like a show, when you feel really good about a show that you want to share it with everyone, you can let them know that link, send it out, let people hear it as well. Before I go back to you, Robert, let me go to my studio lines. And we have here Janice from California as well. Did you have anything you want to ask Robert or share with Robert?
Well, just that this whole topic and everything he's saying has got me so intrigued that I want to listen and learn more. So, fantastic speaker.
Janine, thank you. You inspire me. I'm going to really get into it because of you, Janine. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Janice is an awesome lady. She's a leader herself. And getting a compliment like that from her, Robert, it really does say something. She's an avid listener of our show. She hears all our guests. So saying that really does say a lot.
Thank you.
Just one other thing. Is Robert the kind of person that you would want to find out more about?
Absolutely, I would.
I thought so. So the website is robertponte, P-A-N-T-E, .com. robertponte.com. Thank you, Janice, and back to you, Robert.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Janice. I would love to have all your listeners call in. We could stay on the phone for a week or so. All right, let's get back to the body. By the way, what Beverly Adler said, it's practice, repetition, and practice where you finally get your body so fine-honed and so magnetic. You don't have to be born looking as beautiful as Angelina Jolie or as ravishing as Brad Pitt. You're you. That's your lamp. Get the light and fire in the lamp going. And
Robert, did you say Beverly Adler, A-D-L-E-R?
Yes.
That's interesting because our guest tomorrow is Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R.
Oh,
and I said, how does he know my guest tomorrow, Beverly Nadler? I never heard of Beverly Adler. Who is that?
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a lady's name who gave you this wonderful, the last few paragraphs. No? What's her name?
That was Janice Miller.
Janice Miller. That was the lady on the phone. But that wonderful thing you played, you know, Tune Into Joy.
Oh, yes, that was Beverly Nadler, correct.
That was Beverly Nadler, yes.
That was Beverly Nadler. I got you.
You know,
I just wanted to clear that up.
When listening to your show, and your shows, your many shows, we think we're getting something, and we may be getting everything. And there's something when you mix a lot of little somethings together, they give you everything. It's like, it's very hard to repeat. I know when I'm on stage and people come up to me and they go, oh, Robert, who were you channeling? Well, I had no idea I was channeling anyone. And they go, oh, you said this. And I thought, well, I did? No, I didn't know that. And you said this. Well, if I keep telling them, no, I didn't say it, they're going to wonder what's going on. So I just go along. But they say you're channeling. Well, actually, probably what I'm channeling is my inner being, that which wants to serve people, that which wants to give to people. I bet many times if all your listeners were talking to people and they let it just flow, without censoring what they want to say, it may be that they're going to appear like they are channeling. Put no stop gates, nothing. Don't stop yourself from talking because so much of what you have to say has been stopped over the years. Just open your mouth and let it happen. That means you're willing to go ahead, move ahead without agreement. Got that? That's the first thing I said. Can you move ahead without agreement? And can you move ahead without being emotionally supported? This is the killer for most people. They can't and are willing and don't even think they can move ahead when without emotional support. If you're coming from emotional support, it's like a patient in a bed who needs crutches, who needs a nurse, who needs a stepping stool, who needs aids and assistance to help them get across the room. That is developed by a state of mind oftentimes. You don't need that. It just may be a major breakthrough, as major as God dwells within you, as you, and for you. So I ask, this is the time to break through. We're reviewing the basics in a new, fresh way. Please, people out there, how much time you got on the planet Earth? You may as well gain from your body, mind, and heart. Gain everything. It has more to give you than you've ever thought. Thank you. So, let's get on with the body. The purpose of the body is to communicate. We know that. To be more esoteric. I'm going to be talking in an esoteric sentence. The purpose of the body is so you can experience yourself. Without a body, how can you experience yourself? That allows the emotions. That allows the heartfelt thoughts and ideas to come up. It is the gift we are giving to explore the human dimension. Don't put your body second. Don't put it last. Put the body right up there where it belongs. Number one. Because without it, you can't have these other experiences. Not on the planet Earth. You need a body, fine-honed, absolutely fed correctly, absolutely exercised correctly. It's not an old car. It's a brand new Rolls Royce. Keep it that way. By the way, hello, you there? Good. I was speaking to a lot of mature old people, 199, 110, and I watched a wonderful show that also coincided with my observations. And they asked these older people, what do you do? You're 111. You're 108. How do you manage to live that long? Do you drink wine? Do you exercise your body? Do you work? What is it you do? And you won't believe what these people said. These are people who have gone past 100. I'm going to tell you, this is going to blow your mind. Probably people are going to want to go run on a beach, take their clothes off, and enjoy it. These people said, these people at 100, 109, 110, 115 said, I forgot to die. I forgot to die. Have you ever thought of that? People make up, oh, I don't eat cheese, or I don't eat raw meat, or I don't eat, God knows, tree bark. No, they say, I forgot to die. That's the mind working without agreement. That's the mind working without emotional support. I forgot to die. Could you get more honest than that? I bet there's not a thing you said in life that is more honest than that. I forgot to die. Here they are, 109, 110, and they admit, I forgot to die. Imagine if we didn't know that and we didn't have a history of everybody having to die. I think that's fun. I think that's one of the breakthroughs of everything I'm going to say today. See, remember?
It is fun, yes.
Isn't it fun? I mean, it's the truth. People
yeah,
say, well, why haven't you lost?
Yeah, there's definitely a message in that. Because it kind of reminds me when I know people that have zero personality, zero energy, completely flat. I might say, not necessarily to them, he's actually dead, but nobody told him to lie down.
Yeah, it's a walking dead. There are many of them around, all over. And if you think you're not a walking dead, ask a few people. I mean, and if you think you're the most physically generating, contagious person, how many people stop you in the street and say, you look lovely. Where did you get that outfit? Oh, your hair is so great. Man, do you have a strong body. If they're not stopping you, you're not putting it out. Bodies that move increase in value. When the body is used to generate inspirational imaginings, the results are unfathomable. See, it has to generate inspirational imaginings. Inspirational imaginings. Use your body to reach your goal. You do it by keeping it active. I mean, I'm 77, and the kids at the gym say, who are you? What are you, 37, 47? I have always made my body a priority. I didn't know I was doing it to show my brilliant mind or whatever it is, or my spirit or soul. I just said, take care of the car, the automobile, take care of the body. Something has to come from it.
Excuse me, Robert, did I hear correctly that you are 77?
Yeah, and you'd never know it from my voice.
Oh,
no,
God,
I can take my clothes off, and it's like I'm not.
About, yes, and not that I've seen you without clothes, but I thought you were about 60. You're stunning, you're powerful, energy, all of the above. I'd like to take a moment and just share a couple of my experiences with you so they know a little bit about the
body?
Real person.
Go ahead.
As I said, I didn't see his body, but Robert, I had met years ago. He was doing image consulting at the time and countless seminars around the world about image. And I attended so many of his seminars in New York and got countless people to every single one because he was truly one of my favorite seminar leaders, very powerful and so much fun. And I just will share one of my favorite experiences, and that is Robert used to take groups of 5, 6, or 7 out shopping at a time. And he said for me, because he always said that I was so much fun, he would take me out alone, which he really didn't do unless you were a top celebrity, be with the one person. At any rate, Robert took me to Bloomingdale's, and he'd come marching right into the women's dressing room and bring all the clothes from the rack he wanted me to try on. And God forbid, he caught me looking at a price tag, he would slap my hands away. He would say, price doesn't matter, it's the value. And I would say those experiences with Robert are for sure ones I will never, ever forget. So no, I just wanted to give that side of you as well. Okay,
and Joyce, you did look great. Not looking at those price tags, you came out of that dressing room looking like a star every time. Now, of course, you can't spend money you don't have, but if you keep looking at the price tags, the cost of things, you're going to really inhibit your ability to create greater wealth and greater beauty.
Well, folks, the picture I get the most accolades from is the picture I use as my trademark picture. It's posted on Facebook. It's everywhere. That is my favorite picture. So even though it's not a current picture, it is my favorite. And that outfit Robert picked out for me. So I just want to say that.
Thank you. Listeners, it's now your time again. I tell you, use your body to reach your goal in performing activities which will be useful to you and others. Your body can be used to encourage and support others or to judge and invalidate others. You got that choice.
Yes.
By the way, every time you make a person wrong, you damage your body. Did you know that? Your body is used to make people wrong. And every time you make somebody wrong, someone wrong the slightest, you damage your body.
I would think you damage your emotional well-being and your soul.
Yes,
and your spirit.
That's part of it.
It wouldn't occur to me you're damaging your body.
Yes, you definitely do. I'm telling you, I've taught body techniques for over 25 years. Bodies respond to your thoughts. This is the seminar I'm giving is, and my talks, my lectures are, is your mind your friend or your enemy? Is your mind your friend or your enemy? We'll be going into that shortly. And if it's your enemy, that body of yours has to begin to fall apart and look old and damaged, and it won't function. Your mind and your body, they allow you to know your spirit. That's it. People say, oh, I go to a spiritual advisor. I said, what is that? I know what my idea is of a spiritual advisor. Oh, and they tell me all these woo-woo things. Well, I said, ask your spiritual advisor if she or he knows the presence of the divine, feels the presence of the divine, realizes within themselves and right outside of themselves is this presence. By the way, you want to really get into spiritual awareness and want to make religion work, look and be observant to the presence. That's one of the great gifts of meditation and chanting and praying. The presence. Spirit is presence. Presence. Please get that. Now I want to move on to the mind, okay?
One second, Robert, because I just have to let our folks know when you reference, is your mind your friend or your enemy? Folks, we have a whole show on that with Robert. In our archives, December 12, 2014, Robert did that show with us, is your mind your friend or your enemy? So you can hear a whole show about that topic right there. And, of course, Robert has many others. Before you continue, I just want to send people once again to your website, Robert Pante, PANTE.com. I know it was just recently updated. It's a great, exhilarating website, PANTE, Robert Pante.com. joycebarry.com. And folks, I just want to share my website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com. I'm a success coach and a home business coach. So in that website, you'll see articles I've written and the services I provide and countless endorsements from all around the country. And let me just share a few of my favorites right now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I just want to share that if you send an email, coachjoyce@AOL.com, reference this show, Robert Ponte, so I'll know what show you heard. And in that text of the email, just put name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I will give you a free consultation on working with a coach, having a home business, totally free, simply by sending the email. And our guest on yesterday's show was the gentleman who said, think and grow rich and hire Joyce and we'll go rich together. That was the renowned author Ted Siuba, the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill. He was our show yesterday. So back to Robert Ponte, the one, the only Robert Ponte. What do you want to leave folks with about connecting with you and your message?
Well, the easiest and most efficient way to connect with me is to go on my website first, and that's Robert Ponte, that's P-A-N-T-E-A.com. You can email me, robertponte@yahoo.com. If you email me and I read your email, which I will, and if it's the kind of email that I definitely want to respond to, I will give you a phone call. Make sure you have your phone number in your email. Since there are so many people from around the U.S. and Asia and Europe that do get in touch with me, make it known that you heard me on the Joyce Barry Show and you'd like very much to chat with me. And we could do a short chat and I'll give you a call. Thank you very much. Now let's get on with the next part. Yes, go ahead.
Just be sure to check out the website, Robert Ponte, P-N-T-E.com. So we're winding down, Robert. We have only a few minutes to wrap up. Time flies when you're having fun. So go ahead, please.
So let's talk about your mind. The mind is our tool and should be used first to implement common sense. And the mind loves to take risks. It risks, but it risks very smartly if it's your friend and not your enemy. It is a rational ingredient in our makeup when we control and direct it, our mind, rather than having its pyramid of chatterings, delusions, and desires pull us into areas that only create unnecessary problems. A mind free from attachment gives one the sense of the lightness of being. And you know what, Joyce? I'm not going to talk much about the spirit unless somebody sends me a message and we talk on the phone. I'll just give you one sentence. Spirit, so many people can get so charged up with spirit and they have their own wonderful ideas. It would be great talking to someone about their experience or their questions, spirit, about spirit. See, one who listens to the noise of the world instead of the silence of the self, the spirit, experiences being lost. You must listen to the spirit silently. So I'm going to now give it to you, Joyce. And what would you like to ask me? What would you like to report to your phone calls that have been coming in? Please take over, Joyce.
I want to report my own personal experience of talking to you about spirit. When I had my most significant and severe health challenges and I called you and you spoke to me and gave me some advice using the spirit as the advisor, you helped me tremendously with my healing. So you're an extraordinary spiritual person and you really did a lot for me. So what better endorsement than a personal endorsement that I know is a fact that you're a master guide yourself when you deal with things of the heart and of the spirit.
Thank you. Sincerely, it makes me feel wonderful and it gives me the energy to continue moving on, supporting people as you and I have supported each other.
You have just so much to offer people, be your books, your coaching. I'm so delighted to say that I have autographed copies. I love your books. Dressing to Win, that one, when they just came out, I got it right away. I have them prominently displayed on my shelf. I'll never forget my personal experiences out shopping with you. So I want to encourage you folks, check out the website. Robert is truly an extraordinary leader, speaker, intuit, all of the above. So in just a couple of minutes, what message do you want to leave people with?
That the magnificence of who they are has yet to be truly tapped. If you can work without agreement, not need emotional support, and realize that God dwells within you, as you, and for you, that is the message I like to leave with your wonderful listeners. Thank you, Joyce, for this wonderful morning.
And I want to thank you so much for taking time for us out of your very busy schedule. And I want to leave all you folks with a prayer that I created for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, I truly believe in miracles. I believe they surround us, that they're all around us, they're all around you. They're there to come into your life as long as you are open to receiving them and believe that they will come. Celebrate those miracles, celebrate your life. Here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.